Favorite time of year, football season at Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all.
I love football season. The kids all come home.
That's right. That's right.
Food and game at Dad's house.
Food and game at Dad's house. We're going to talk tailgating today a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour here at Rosie on the House. It is the topic of our blog that you can find at rosieonthehouse.com. We send out a weekly article on a particular topic of Arizona home ownership, and this topic of this week is tailgating. So we've brought in a special guest, Miss Allison Carpenter. Miss Allison Carpenter, thank you for joining us. We're going to get Miss Allison to a microphone that works.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Everybody was so busy tasting the food, we didn't give her a mic check.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was our bad. We were eating while you guys were...
She brought in some of her tailgate famous recipes. So we were munching a little bit during the break and preparing for the 9 o'clock hour. Now, I know, Allison, you're a veteran of the tailgating environment and experience.
Yeah, well... We've done so much food on the road, out of our truck, in parking lots. You know, we're such huge sports fans. And I'm telling you, food around a ball game is huge, right?
It is. Oh, it
gathers
is.
Gathers the family.
It is. Uh-huh. You know, we originally come from South Louisiana. And I believe it was the Southeastern Conference that pretty well identified tailgating as tailgating, where you show up early for the game. And I could remember in the 60s, everybody would show up about 2 or 3 hours early. Now they show up 3 or 4 days early.
Right, right.
they at the LSU stadium, they actually line up their motorhomes a couple days in advance to get in line so that when they release the parking lots for occupying, they're as far up in the line as possible so they can get the location of their choice. And they set up, and they don't break down till Sunday afternoon sometime.
Right, so they have two-day work weeks. That's awesome.
Yes, they do. During football season, they do. And if LSU loses, they don't have any workday week. Everybody just mourns the whole week. Explaining how horrible the refs were, and did, you know,
but at least they ate well.
But they ate well. But tailgating at the LSU game, at the Ole Miss stadium, at the Auburn stadium, I mean, it is a true art form. Talk about the tailgate party we were invited to at the Auburn stadium.
Well, even more than the food. The hospitality was incredible. I mean, we were like the enemy, and we got there early, so we walked the campus. Come on over and join us. Let us feed you. Welcome. We hope you don't win, but welcome. You know, they were just so much fun. And the food, every single booth was just homemade this, homemade that, concoctions, best barbecue, best, you know, best fish fry. They had everything going on.
Yeah, and we were invited to this one tent right at the entrance to the stadium that was absolutely spectacular. But it's so much work.
Oh, my gosh. It's like going camping, really. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm.
It wasn't until you and I started visiting that you'd be on air here, you know, within the last week or 10 days, that you came up with some ideas that I just thought were absolutely brilliant.
Well, I like to keep it simple, and usually when we go to an event, like if I'm feeding my whole family at an event, we're looking at maybe 25, 30 people, and so I like to do as much of it ahead of time as I possibly can. The ice chest is your friend. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I'd make ahead and freeze, and like the chili I brought for you today, that is one of my family's favorites.
And what's the story on this chili?
Oh my gosh, well,
it is very good.
I have to say, when you grow up in Arizona, chili is like a staple, right? And I would usually just throw together a chili, no recipe. Well, years ago, I found this recipe, and it said that it won a state chili cook-off. So I was intrigued, and I followed that recipe exactly, and my family loved it. Love, love, love. So I thought, okay, that's a keeper, but it had such a long, long list of ingredients. I thought, I got to simplify this. So I kind of tweaked a little bit, but I took, it's like 15 different seasonings that go in there. So I just made a huge batch of it, and now I can just scoop some out. And so now to make that chili really doesn't take much time at all.
That simplified things a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so chili is one of your signature tailgate dishes. That when you're invited and they know you're coming, they know the chili's coming too.
Yes, we love the chili because we can put that on a chili dog, you know, hot dogs. I have to say, I confess, hot dogs are one of my favorite things too. And I love them when they're grilled, okay? And I some good chili on a hot dog. Also for me, I like a good bun. I really do. And
where do you get a good bun? Okay. You make your own buns?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder she does everything ahead of
your own hot dog buns?
I have made hot dog buns, hamburger buns. Mostly I make bread. But if I know I have an event coming up, I love making really good buns. Because if you've got a big, nice hamburger, you want a good bun.
I agree. Like the cheap ones at the store are like eating air and they fall apart.
Exactly.
And they're not hearty.
Oh, yeah. It's disappointing.
Very,
like, oh,
very.
You might as well wrap it in lettuce.
Can't
you know?
Put your chili on there, your relish, everything.
Yeah.
It just falls apart. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a really fun little recipe for good buns. Like, I'll saute those onions down and caramelize them and add some of that chili seasoning, that mix that I use in my chili. And I'll drop that in there with that the onion, and then I put that into my bread, my dough. And, it has such... such good flavor.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is, how do we get invited to tailgate?
Yeah, I would right? like that. But but you talk about, okay, let's be known for our two or three favorite things to prepare, the things that we're the best at. And I love the way you augment the rest of the menu.
Right. So if it's a backyard barbecue or maybe you're going camping or, you know, for me, it's when my kids did volleyball. So we'd go to the tournaments and out in the parking lot, everybody's got their easy ups and they're, you know, doing food to feed these kids. But choose two or three recipes that you love and that it's simple for you to make. You take that and then you fill in with other things. Maybe potato salad's not your thing, so maybe you fill in with, you know, potato salad that you purchase at the store, but maybe potato salad is what you love. So that could be one of your signature dishes, and you fill in with other things that, you know, from the grocery store. So pick a few things that you don't have to have every single thing on your plate homemade.
That is huge.
Oh, yeah. Just a few. It doesn't have to be everything.
I learned that a little bit just in the end of last camping season. We've got this deli on the corner by our house that we really, really like. And I love a good muffalata sandwich. And his olive...
Tapenade?
Oh, yeah.
It is the perfect muffalata olive dressing. And... you know, I tried making five or six different recipes of it. It was always okay, but I mean, I found it. I don't ever have to try and make it again.
There you go.
Boom.
Yep.
I can throw 15 sandwiches together in a fraction of the time, show up with that. And then the signature dish, when they invite me, Allison, it's where's the shrimp romelotte?
Oh, wow.
That you know, if, yeah. If I'm going anywhere to a tailgate party, that's the one, that's the signature dish. So
sure.
It's my mom's recipe, and it's fabulous, and everybody loves it. So
yeah.
Get those couple little
right
dishes you're known for, you're famous
sure.
for, you love preparing, and augment
yeah.
with what's easy.
So if it's chili, you know what? You can also do potatoes, and that's something I'll do ahead. I know it's crazy, but my customers at my store, they hear me talk about this, but I'll scrub up some potatoes, and I like to eat the peels. I like the skin.
I
so, So I scrub them up really well. I wrap them in foil.
Don't say anymore. We're going to save the
trick
for after the break.
Okay.
But this is another easy step for creating a meal that ordinarily, traditionally, might take an hour or more, and we're going to reduce that to just minutes. Now, And we're going to talk about that after the break. The other thing I want to talk about is some of the appliances, the other appliances that you have that can be brought to a tailgate party. I've never thought of bringing a pizza oven in the back of my pickup truck, but they make them now.
Yeah. Oh, boy, they sure do.
Propane pizza ovens.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that sounds like almost the ultimate easy buffet line, build your own pizza kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. You're the hit of the party.
Uh-huh. All right. So we'll talk about that a little bit more when we get back. The secret on making the potato meal much easier than it's ever been before. And all of that with Allison Carpenter of Char's Kitchen. And Char's Kitchen is located at
1130 North Gilbert Road. We're in Gilbert.
Yep. And did you ever get a hold of my mom? Are we going to have a cooking class at Char's on Cajun dishes?
Yeah, we're going to share that when we're wrapping up this morning.
We'll share that later. So
yeah.
So folks will have a chance to come in, join us at Char's.
Yeah.
How many people can
fun.
You join us? How many people can join us?
Okay, I max out. I probably the most I've ever had in one class is upwards of 90.
Okay.
That's pushing it, but, you know, we could do it.
Okay, so at Allison's shop called Char's
Kitchen,
we're going to have Baby Kay and the Romero family show up on Cooking Cajun.
That's October.
October.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
right, so we'll have the chance.
I had to pull Baby Kay out of her busy schedule,
okay.
but she said she'd give up one day for us.
All right, fantastic.
Awesome.